This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots. It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Dania Nair from the news team for today's Keep In View. We're heading over to Penang for today's story. So the Penang State Government is launching a program to help women from the B40 group to earn more income and to gain financial independence amidst the pandemic crunch. Dania, tell us more.
Yes, so this is called the Wanita Jana Rezeki 2.0 program. And like you said, it aims to help women earn money using their existing skills. So State Social Development Committee Chairman Chong Eng says that this will allow participants to obtain grants to help develop their businesses. And, you know, just in the long run, make sure that it is sustainable. So the program will target women from the B40 group across the 40 state constituencies. And participants will have to undergo a really stringent evaluation process before they can be given any grants, you know, or even have their products featured. So this will include, you know, a jury coming in, you know, and there'll be food preparation and delivery for this jury so they can taste the food and visit the participants' homes as well. And this, you know, all conducted under strict SOPs. And the process has already started and will last until December this year, with the food tasting process to start next month. Participants with potential would be selected to join the Penang Women Entrepreneur Mentoring Program, and that aims to fulfill the Penang 2030 vision. And this is to achieve a target of 40% women entrepreneurs within the next 9 years.
And an initiative like this, I think, is especially important because so many people are turning to small home-based food businesses to make ends meet. And I've heard that there are actually also similar programs to support single moms.
Yes, yeah, so this is another initiative. It's a joint initiative by the Penang Women's Development Corporation and the State Women and Family Development Committees. And this is called Project Sokong Biz Ibu Tunggal. So under this, you know, their food products will be promoted via e-flyers on Facebook, or you can find them through the hashtag Sokong Biz Ibu Tunggal. And so far, around 20 single mothers have participated in the project, you know, and they offer things like cookies, cakes, local kueh, snacks, things that we've all seen, you know, in our WhatsApp groups and things like that. And Sungai Pinang Assembly Person Lim Siu Kim says that she believes netizens have the power to help market these products and generate sales for the mothers. And I think, you know, we've all had the thing of like, oh, my aunt bakes cookies, you want to order some? So, you know, it's a really good initiative. And in general, we can agree that, you know, all these home-based businesses, the cooks behind them, they're all, you know, really good. But the problem is that they lack that proper platform and exposure to grow their business. So this would really, really help with that. Lim also says that the program will help the local economy because in the end, you know, these single mothers would have to buy their ingredients from somewhere. So, you know, vendors and shops within the community would also benefit.
So let us know, have you been supporting more home-based businesses? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.